You know, that is what Christmas is all about. That really is what Christmas is all about, and that's a reminder of why. Those faces, those voices, that's a reminder of why we do all that we do here at Good Shepherd. I think I owe you an apology because my mic was hot, and so I was accompanying Sam on his solo for Oh Holy Night for a bit of that until somebody that texted me finally and let me know. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. Y'all, we know at Christmas time, it's all about the time, right? It's all about the time. Everything moves so slowly. The calendar creeps along and you feel like you have all the time in the world, and then bam, it's Christmas Eve. It's everything right on top of you. You've made your plans for shopping, made your list. Somebody has bought presents and there's been a list, and then all of a sudden, and then it's time. It's time. Maybe you've planned a menu and gone to the grocery store along with 1,000,000,000 other people at the grocery store. You know, the thing about the grocery store at Christmas is it's the people that shop in the grocery store all year long, plus the rest of you who just cooked this week. And it makes the grocery store a crazy place. It's all about time. You've made the lists of presents and you've wrapped everything, and it's this long, slow. And then tonight or tomorrow, bam, right? In a moment, the wrapping paper is everywhere. It's all about time. And our perspective of time changes, doesn't it? My mom sent me some pictures this week, and it seems like yesterday, are the pictures there? Where are the pictures? No pictures. Well, I assembled my list. I assembled my picture list. There we go. How many of you have sat in this very same place? You got your list together and presented it to the big guy. What do you think will happen tomorrow? Maybe it'll look something like this. Next picture. There we go. Everything. Look at that authentic Jack in the Box back there. I wonder what that would be worth today, right? Maybe your Christmas will look as good as my Christmas did 50-something years ago. Gosh, can we even count the day? Whether the time seems slow or whether the time seems fast, we have confidence, right? That time, usually we have confidence that time is in our hands. Time, the world, and everything else in it. Really, though, it's not in our hands. It's in God's hands. Time is ultimately in God's hands. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 4, verse 7, Paul reflects on the time, or the timing of Jesus' arrival into the world, of God's decision to share the light of the world at just the right time. Scripture says this, Galatians 4, when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son. When the set time, some translations say in the fullness of time, God sent his Son. You know, in the Bible, there really are two kinds of time. There's chronological time, what your alarm clock monitors, what your calendar and day book, your watch on your arm, what your phone, the alarms that go off. That's chronological time. And that's significant, and that also rests in the hand of God. But friends, there's another kind of time. There's kairos time, this right time, this fullness of time, this set time, the very right time. Some of you celebrate birthdays or anniversaries. You know those are the right times, moments when everything has come together in a plan that is fulfilling to you and to others, but ultimately to God. And so when we think about the Christmas story, the story you've heard our children tell with clarity and with passion, when we hear that Christmas story, we remember that this is a story about time. It's about time to listen. Time to listen. All right, kids, how many times leading up to Christmas have your parents said, all right, listen up. Listen up, Santa's watching, right? You listen and do what I say. Let me tell you tonight, kids, it's not just for kids that we need to listen. Grown-ups need to listen as well. Grown-ups need to listen. We need to listen for the voice of God. The Christmas story is full of reminders that it's time to listen. Joseph listened when God spoke to him and told him to stay faithful to this woman. Mary was pregnant with a child. Joseph listened. He didn't close off his ears and choose his own path. He listened. The shepherds, they listened when the skies burst forth with first one angel and then multiple angels singing. They didn't close their ears, turn their eyes. They were used to listening to some things. They were listening to the baas of their sheep, right? They knew how to listen to a sheep and know whether the baa means I'm happy and healthy or the baa means I'm sick. They knew how to listen to many things, but they were learning, like many of us are learning, that it's time to listen. Time to listen to God. And it's not just time to listen, it's time to act as well. Think about how different the Christmas story would be if those who listened had just listened and refused to act. The more I read the Bible, I don't think God speaks to people who are out there looking for better options. I think God speaks to the people who are ready to listen and to act. Think about that. Joseph didn't leave Mary behind in Nazareth when he traveled. He heard the call of God, took Mary with him so that the baby would be born in just the right place at just the right time, the fullness of time. Joseph was willing not just to listen, but to act. What about those shepherds? They didn't consider the voice of the angels, glory to God, and the angels' command that they go to Bethlehem and find the baby laying in the manger. The shepherds didn't look at one another and say, well, I better check with my spouse first, or let's wait till the boss comes in. Maybe at the end of our shift, we'll take some time and go to Bethlehem and see about the baby in the manger. Seems to me that the angels knew it was important. It was the fullness of time, and it was time for them to act. Friends, when we gather on Christmas Eve, I'm unapologetic that I believe it's time for us to act in obedience, trusting Jesus Christ, the light of the world, not just to be the light of the world in principle, in abstract, but to be the light we believe in, the light to which we look, the voice to whom we listen, the one whom we believe by faith and trust for our own salvation. Friends, it's essential. You may think you have all the time in the world, and it's true. Time passes slowly, but in the right time, it's time to listen and time to act. If you live here in Savannah very long, you learn to have a love-hate relationship with the Truman Parkway, right? Those of you who lived here a long time, you remember maybe life before the Truman, but I love the Truman for this. It has a beginning and it has an end. It has a beginning and an end, and here's the thing. You can't stay on the Truman past where it ends. That's profound, right? You'll go home and say, yeah, the Truman Park. Seriously, though, play along with me. If you're headed north on the Truman, you get to President Street, you can't say, I want to stay on President Street, or I want to stay on the Truman. You'll just kind of go off into nothing. You have to turn. You turn right or you turn left. It's President Street. You decide, am I going downtown or am I going to the islands? The other end of the Truman, same decision. The Truman just ends. It's there. It's Abercorn. You've got to decide, head back into town or go out to the Georgia Southern Armstrong campus and St. Joseph's and everything out that direction, Richmond Hill, wherever you want to go. You have to make a decision. It's right or left. Friends, it's time to listen and it's time to act in faith and trust Jesus Christ. You think you have all the time in the world, but friends, on the Truman, it's turn right or left. With Jesus, it's turn right or wrong. I want to urge you, friends. I want to urge you, even on Christmas Eve, you can accept. You can put your faith in Jesus Christ and make Him the Lord of your life tonight and forever and into eternity. It's time to act. It's time to act on what we say we believe. And it's also, friends, in this Christmas story and here tonight, it's time to eat. Some of you are like, yeah, he's wrapping up. We're going to grandma's. All right, it's time to eat. The whole Christmas story is about time to eat, isn't it? It's about time to eat. The shepherds are out there with the flocks grazing in the land. They're grazing. They're eating. And so it's interesting to me. It's interesting to me that it's time to eat. The angel tells the shepherds to go and go into Bethlehem and find this child, and you'll find him wrapped in the cloths and laying in a manger. That word manger, my mind skips a beat every time I read it. I took French in high school. Maybe some of you did, or you speak Italian or something. And those words, manger, manger, it literally means to eat. It literally means to eat. It was where the sheep would go to eat, the animals, and the baby is there to eat. And the baby is there for us to eat. It's the baby, Jesus, who would give himself, who would sacrifice himself for our life, for our nourishment, for our growth. And that's what we'll celebrate as we remember his life, death, and resurrection around this table tonight. It's also time to eat. It's time for you to take responsibility for your own spiritual nourishment, for your spiritual growth. Spend time with God in the scriptures and in prayer, to be in worship, to know that God is feeding your soul, and you're responsible for feeding your soul as well. Many friends I know here tonight who are already deeply connected to our life at Good Shepherd Savannah, and many others who may be seeking a place where you can find hopeful and helpful nourishment, where you can eat and eat well so that you can learn to feed others around you. I hope you'll take note of the opportunities that are listed on our worship folder. In January, we'll be walking together through the Gospel of Mark, the story of Jesus, not just as a story, but as one who proclaims himself as king and invites us to live in relationship with him. Speaking of relationship, at Good Shepherd Savannah, there are opportunities for small groups, for studying scripture and growing close to one another, because we know we don't live in the kingdom as individuals. We live connected one to the other. So use that QR code or go to our website and learn how you can learn to eat well and be nourished on God's word through our life together at Good Shepherd. But you can be nourished individually. That's why we'll gather tonight at this table. That's why you'll line up as the ushers direct you, and you'll come to servers and you'll hear them say, "The body and blood of Christ." And you'll know that story that begins in the manger, the story that begins on the field in Bethlehem, ends at the cross and at the empty tomb as God pours out life and light and hope for you. May this be a wonderful Christmas. May this be a blessed Christmas. May this be the Christmas when you decide it's time to listen and to act and to eat well. Let's pray together and prepare our hearts for Holy Communion. Father, we offer ourselves to you tonight. As we celebrate the night that Jesus gathered his disciples around him, the night that he gave himself for us, when he took bread and he blessed the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. As often as you eat this, do it in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks over the cup and he offered it to his disciples. He said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink this, do it in remembrance of me." Gracious Father, pour out your Spirit on us gathered here in our love for you. And pour out your Spirit on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that as we receive them, we might be made more perfectly an expression of his body, set apart by these gifts, the gift of his precious blood. Father, make us one with Jesus Christ and one in fellowship together as we serve in this world that Jesus loved and came to save. We offer these prayers in union with the prayers of all the saints throughout the ages, even those gathered now around the banquet table of heaven. We offer these prayers through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And with the confidence that we are the children of God, let's pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.